years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start this week 38 years ago and another commercial radio launch. The venue, Teesside.
And a very good morning to you. It's Midsummer Day, Tuesday the 24th of June 1975, and this is Leslie Ross welcoming you to the start of our very first day of transmissions here on Radio Tees 257 metres. Thanks for making the effort. I'm glad I did.
The launch of Radio Tees this week in 1975, later TFM, now part of Metro, and Leslie Ross, now Les. In those days, commercial radio was tightly regulated by the Independent Broadcasting Authority. The IBA had a hand in what you broadcast, how your studio sounded, and who you employed, and they also transmitted the programmes for you, whether you wanted them to or not. By this week in 1984, though, the radio stations had had enough. They got together to draw up a list of demands. Yes, IBA Director General John Whitney told me about their mood.
They were very outspoken, as indeed they were entitled to be, about the cost of radio alongside the cost of television. And they felt that they had been, I don't think the right word is cheated, but they felt that not sufficient time had been given to attending to the real requirements of funding for radio, and that the IBA in particular was exercising undue power.
John Whitney telling of the so-called Heathrow Conference, which paved the way for the first liberalising of commercial radio, as the authority conceded at least some ground. The IBA had the power to award franchises, as they were called back then, and take them away, and that they did.
The time is 11:59. Radio Victory has approximately 1.5 minutes left to live. And when you hear the chimes coming from the Portsmouth Guildhall clock, the time will be 12 midday. Serving southern Hampshire, West Sussex and the Isle of Wight for 10 years, 257 days. This has been Radio Victory.
The last moments in the life of Radio Victory this week in 1986, replaced by Ocean Sound and a larger franchise area. By the way, this week in 1962, the Pilkington Report had recommended that the British public didn't want commercial radio at all. The 24th of June 1968, at the start of BBC local radio in a city which wasn't to get its own commercial station for a further 13 years.
This is BBC Radio Leeds.
Goodness, I didn't know what it was for a minute. Lovely station, though. Here's the first station manager, Phil Sidey.
When we looked at the problem of bringing its own radio to Leeds, we thought a little buffoonery was the answer. But it's buffoonery with a ruthless purpose, survival. For instance, we have a ludicrously small budget. So when we wanted a piano, we advertised for one under the heading, "Have you something capable of giving pleasure to millions?" We had quite a large number of offers, of pianos, I mean.
Brilliant stuff, the early days of BBC Radio Leeds. 1940 now, and this week that year, this programme began. The sig tune to Music While You Work, a cheery, segued music show on the Forces programme at first, then it was on the BBC Light programme, then the Home Service. The music was live with orchestras and military bands striking up popular tunes. It was all aimed at increasing factory productivity, so slow songs were banned, as was Deep in the Heart of Texas, because they reckoned that the workers would take their hands away from the job if they clapped away to the chorus.
The stars at night are big and bright.
No, stop it. No, stop. Happy birthday this week to these two chaps.
Seven. Straight in for left field with Africa Bambaataa, Africa Shocks.
Community, London, you weasels wouldn't know the meaning of the word.
Mark Goodyear, 52 this week. And Danny Baker is 56. Danny began his radio career on BBC GLR in 1989 on Weekend Breakfast. This week, 29 years ago, The Archers became the first BBC drama to feature a royal cameo.
Ma'am, Have you a moment? There's somebody I would very much like you to meet.
Good evening, ma'am.
Your Royal Highness.
It seems to be going terribly well, doesn't it? What a lovely place this is. Have you lived here long?
About 1965.
Princess Margaret making a guest appearance on The Archers this week in 1984. It's 8 years this week since EMAP announced the big city network, now Place, were to take Hit 40 UK. And it's 4 years since the Heart brand arrived on the stations that used to be 2CR, Buzz, Champion, Coast, Essex, Invicta, Marcher, Ocean and Sudden. This week, 16 years ago, a farewell to a familiar voice from Radio 2 and the live programme before it.
Radio 2.
With a box full of records and a bag full of post, it's Radio Soapbox and Charlie, your host.
Charlie Chester, who died this week in 1997, aged 83, a familiar Radio 2 tea time treat. So, with Super Gold launching on the Chiltern and North Hants frequencies this week 23 years ago, Tony Blackburn refusing to play Cliff on Gold this week 9 years ago, Heart, LBC and Galaxy sold to Global this week 5 years ago, and GCAP fined £1.1 million for phone issues 5 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.